Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed down, shaken together, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, a question. Is it really possible? Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Can a person come to a point in their lives where judgment is removed, where they're no longer guilty of that? And our Lord actually reveals that when we stand before God, we'll be judged based upon the way we have judged others. As you're well aware, a couple of months ago, I read this book on Mother Teresa. And there were so many great stories that I'll be able to share for the rest of my priesthood. But in truth, it was oftentimes these little one-liners that struck me most deeply. And this was one of them. She said to the priest on one occasion who wrote this book, "One sin that I have never had to confess is that I judged someone." She said it was something she learned as a little girl. She remembers when she was just a tiny little girl, her siblings would come home, the older siblings, and if they would complain about a teacher, you know, be grumbling about somebody, her mom would go out and turn off the electricity. And she would say, "I am not going to pay for electricity for children who badmouth people." When she founded her fifth congregation, which was the Order of Fathers, the Missionary of Charity Fathers, there were a group of five men. And she gathered them together on the day they made their vows, and the order was established. And she asked them to make a promise to her that they would never say a disparaging word about anyone, either within their congregation or outside of it. And you might think, well, gosh, well, Mother Teresa, she was respected everywhere she went. Of course, that'd be easy for her not to get angry with people, not to judge. There were so many times she was mistreated, manipulated, hoodwinked, and she'd come back and people would say, "Mother, how was it?" "Oh, people were wonderful to us." They'd say, "Mother, you know, come on, really, how'd it go?" And she'd say to this priest, "It is better to excuse than accuse. Mother, just something. Come on, what'd they do? What'd they say?" If you judge someone, you have no time to love that person. And I close with this. She says, if someone accuses you, ask yourself first, is he right? If he is, go and apologize to him. If he's not right, then take that insult that you have received in both your hands and don't let it go, but seize the opportunity and give it to Jesus as a sacrifice. Be glad that you have something valuable to offer him.